Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, who got it? It's time for episode 582 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint Cupid on the road to summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, Howard Kramer. What's up, Stard?
How's it going, man? Big congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
It's a big week for LA football and for you individually.
Yeah, I think there'll be 2,000-3,000 people at the victory parade on Thursday. LA's getting into it.
No, yeah.
Not the type of town that would fight traffic for a midweek parade, but I do think that people are excited, and it's great to have the trophy back here in Los Angeles for the first time ever.
It was a good game. Stafford looked like he was, you know, meant to be there.
His no-look pass will go down for the ages.
Totally. It's a lost art, in my opinion.
We brought in somebody who knows a little bit about these things. Let's introduce him now. Here he comes. You know him from clubs, colleges, all over the country. Netflix's maniac. You can see him at State and Maine and Madison, whatever that place is called. And here he comes now. Please welcome Nate Craig.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for playing my music. Always. You always play my jam.
There you go.
You always play my jam, and you play it so sturdily, heavily.
And we come hard, like the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being carried in on... In a vehicle like Kendrick Lamar, which, by the way, you have to try real hard to hate on that halftime show, I thought.
Oh,
that
was I think so, too.
It was fantastic.
A lot of fun.
The only negative comment I saw was that the set was too small for all the people on it.
Like,
It could have been way bigger. It could have been way bigger.
Bigger set. I just can't believe that was truly the first hip-hop halftime.
I know, like that hit me as huge news. I was like, what?
Yeah, really? Like that seemed unreal, but to me that's more of a statement on how behind the NFL is or the mainstream is. I mean,
but it also is just a generational thing. I mean, I saw a bunch of TikToks with kids just so embarrassed because their old, you know, parents were dancing around there.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That old.
Yeah, let your parents enjoy a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
My question, maybe one of you guys knows, is it was all like perfect, except I felt like Ice Cube was missing.
Felt like Ice Cube was missing from when they announced the lineup.
Yeah. When I mean, as soon as I heard it, I go, Ice Cube's going to be a surprise guest. I was surprised that it was Fitty because Fitty's New York. I mean, this was an LA thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's all contractual, I bet. All contractual and about money making.
Maybe they didn't let him play the halftime show at the three league. What is this, three ball league?
The D league?
Yeah.
No, that Ice Cube's, you know, league.
Ice
Cube owns that other weird league. So that could have got him.
by hard.
There should have been a whole Goodyear blimp, Ice Cube's a pimp, all that should have been. I mean, that should have been part of the production, man.
Yeah.
Gotta say,
the Bengals kicker staying out there to watch the show was one of the best things of all time.
Did he? I didn't see that.
He's out there dancing around and they're shooting. He's like sitting on the bench alone because the whole rest of the team's in the locker room and he's just watching the show. So cool.
That kid's money in the bank too. Oh, I love that he's a good player.
Yeah. I mean, you want that kid around. He's the only kicker that got drafted last year. The entire
league. And they drafted him in like the fifth round or something like that. Madness. Absolute madness. What a high pressure position for that to pay off. Like, look, kid, your whole career could be haunted by the draft capital we spent on you. And it worked out. He's like, yeah, whatever. I guess we're going to the Super Bowl. What was his quote? I guess we're going to the AFC Championship game.
And like, it looks like that's before he kicked it in the warm up. He goes, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship game.
That's awesome. So I love a kicker with stones like that. That's fun.
Yeah. He'll be confident until he's not. He'll miss a big one, you know, and then
it's going to happen. I mean, it's just the nature of the position.
Right.
I thought it was a Bengals party when they came out on that first play of the second half and they got away with that little face mask and then it was tipped interception. I was like, this is a Joe Burrow.
Joe Mixon,
pride parade right here, man. This shit is
and
rolling.
For about the next quarter and a half, it was. I mean, there was nothing going on for the Rams in the third quarter.
Yeah, and then it was quite a show. The McVay figured it out. He earned his check. He earned his future, soon to be very, very lucrative paychecks.
Yes, and he could buy his wife more satin jackets that say McVay on them. He had like a black satin jacket with like studded blinged out McVay.
That's ridiculous. The opposite, the anti-Belichick.
Right on. Well, good times. Let's get it a little into our music chart.
Let's do it.
Music. We used to play LPs. Tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. If you're a chartist, let me hear you scream. Tunes. Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you. That was like the Eminem portion. Just lyrics coming at you.
Just quick hit.
No quick one hit. Agrees.
Quick hit. Take a knee. Collect a check. Boom. On to the segment.
Yep.
My favorite part was Dr. Dre was working the faders on that big fake mixing console.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it looked like he was thinking maybe it was doing something. Like, he couldn't stop. He couldn't help himself.
Yeah, he watched Tiesto fake do those so many times. He said, maybe it works.
I was like, maybe they let him run the lights.
Yeah. There's a lot of excitement going on with the parties and everything like that. We'll get into that. But what chart do we have this week?
All right. I'm looking at the YouTube top chart in music.
Oh, right on. YouTube.
Top five. Yeah. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
NBA YoungBoy Super Bowl.
Timely.
Yeah.
I should make you everything. I should buy a wedding ring for my time. Go. You should bet on me. Ask, keep them set on me. Yeah. You choose. You.
I didn't know. Rappers shouldn't be talking about marriage while this whole Kim, Kanye, Pete Davidson thing's going on.
Yeah, man, that stuff was crazy. He was Instagramming throughout the Super Bowl while he's wearing that mask.
Yeah, and he calls him Skeet. Do you see how he calls him Skeet?
Yeah, he calls him Skeet. And it was out trending the Super Bowl, which was like disappointing, but I guess people
he's
were
fighting with Pete Davidson. He's fighting with Kid Cudi. He's fighting with Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
I mean, this marital instability is pushing him to the edge.
Well, I'm really glad that I'm on the show today because I got to be honest with you. That is one thing I have totally sidestepped on my internet exposure.
Uh-huh.
And I just do not follow Kanye West, but I see people flipping out about it. So he is. This is real.
It's real. Yeah.
I mean, his wife's running around with Skeet.
Mesquite.
Howard. Howard. Yeah. You are very familiar with celebrity. Mesquite?
What are you? Oh, okay.
With celebrity and also you
are
know,
you saying that because I run and operate a comedy show outside.
You basically own a club.
Good point.
You are a celebrity, and you're friends with celebrities, and you date human women. And so, do you think that accolades. Pete Davidson is really, and Kim Kardashian are? Do you think that they smash? Really?
I do think they smash. Yes, I do.
Because Kanye's whole theory is that they are like hired by Disney to be doing all this or something.
Look here.
He's just in denial. He doesn't want to believe that he's losing his lady. I think they do smash because he's known to have a sizable unit on him. So I could see how once Beckinsale and Grande get it, then she wants it too.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. I root for Pete Davidson because people tell me I look like him. So I'm like, go ahead, buddy, get it all. But have you ever met Pete Davidson?
I never would bring my big booty ladies to the club when I knew you were going to be there. I knew you'd take them.
Have you ever met Pete Davidson? He struggles to stand up straight. Like he is a scarecrow of a man.
Yes.
And this woman used to date Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. Yeah.
Like what does
I think it's pandemic. Care. I think it's pandemic. Everybody's just stuck inside and like everybody seems like they got germs and people just start changing their taste.
Interesting. Wow. You think she's mixing it up?
I think she is banging. My problem is that she's got a bunch of kids. So it's like, if you want to date somebody, go ahead and date them. Why do you got to do all the, the photo ops? Why do you got, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, they're making money. I mean, that's a time honored institution now. The tabloid, the searchability, the search engine optimization of salacious tabloid headline activity.
I think it's. I get that it's normal, but I just worry about it because of the kids. It's like once you have kids involved, it's like just date quietly.
You worry about the kids. You would. That's one thing everybody knows about you.
Kramer's kids.
Your priorities are straight.
Yeah. I'm probably starting a new podcast just for the kids. Maybe count down some top five Disney radio songs.
Who's watching your children?
Yeah. We'll do Drake and Josh, whatever the kids are watching these days.
Children, they don't raise themselves.
You gotta feed them every day.
You can't be banging people on TV.
Feed kids every day.
Well, so he's going crazy. So he eclipsed the Super Bowl. Well, that's impressive.
Yeah. He just Instagrammed, I believe it was today, saying, "Hey, I just learned that by posting in all caps, people think I'm yelling." Like it just occurred to him today that just no punctuation in all caps might come off like a little bit crazy. God.
He thinks in all caps. What can he do?
Yeah, what can he do?
Yeah.
That's insane to learn that this late in the game when you're a massive billionaire mogul superstar.
I got two people in my life only text me in all caps. My buddy Dwayne and my uncle.
Really?
I think they just don't know how to turn it off.
I don't let anyone text me in caps because they go, I'm a stoner. I just don't need to be yelled at any random point during the day.
Right.
What's up at four?
All right, coming in at number four, Future Worst Day.
Got a Glock under a pillow, she blunt for my game. Not trying to lie to you, I don't want to explain. Took off on a store run and jumped on a plane. Every single birthday, another private location. Valentine's Day, the worst day, got too many to please. Spent over 100 G's and she still wasn't pleased. I done gave her 100 G's, all she want is me. It's a treat when we meet up, whenever we meet.
Now when be there on February 14th. Russell Wilson and Ciara were at a Super Bowl party, and then Future showed up and they left because she used to go out with Future.
See, again, I'm going to have to go ahead and say Russell Wilson does not need to worry about that situation at all.
What, that she's going to go back to future?
I mean, come on, man. It's, we're talking about, I don't know, maybe I'm just being too shallow about this, but anybody who's all pro athlete in any capacity at all, I don't think needs to feel threatened by the godfather of mumble rap.
But I mean, maybe you don't know what he might just say. He might get rude or something like that.
And then Russ, and then Russell Wilson has to break his hands on. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but he's, you know, Russell's very Christian. I don't think he probably wants to get into a
fight. Yeah, no, you're right. It would be future would have to cross the line of scrimmage to get Russ Wilson to act so out.
They put future on the Niners and he plays against them. Brady's going to go to the Niners in a year or two. Like, it's just obvious, I think.
I think he is. I've heard that theory.
As Trey Lance gets hurt or fucks up, it's just going to be TB, TB,
yeah, it's coming back to the Bay.
Man.
It's his hometown. I don't know how I feel about that.
He could win a Super Bowl instantly in San Francisco.
Instantly. Congrats on that start. All right.
Coming in at number three. The cast of Encanto with all of you.
I held on too tight, just so afraid I'd lose.
Hey guys, how about
you,
that Mickey Guyton doing the national anthem? We talked about
I missed it. How did it go?
She did like a rousing rendition. She threw in a few of her own signature flourishes, which usually fucks up the anthem, but it kind of worked somehow.
Yeah, she made it work.
Yeah. We spotlighted her on last week's show.
Oh, wow.
I think we were the only ones to do it.
Yeah, it's clearly you guys were way ahead of the game.
Yeah, because, I mean, even the NBC fucked it up and called her Jeanine Aiko. Like, they just put the wrong name up for her.
See, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we...
I don't know if it'll translate.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a taste.
It was like being stuck on a plane with a movie. I had to listen to the anthem, so give it up for.
I'm not going to put us through that.
Thank you.
But sounded controlled.
She did do a great. She set the stage, which is beautiful.
Then The Rock will put on a show. I'll tell you this: I've never seen pants look better in my life.
Oh shit.
Dude, he was dialed.
Wear a pair.
They needed to, whoever 50 Cent's publicist was, they needed updates on what The Rock's workout plan was.
Dude, I was worried 50 Cent was going to have a stroke hanging upside down.
I thought he was going to fall down.
Yeah. If you have established yourself as a workout warrior, you do not want to be on the same broadcast as The Rock.
No, sir.
Because that man was cartoonish. If they'd have put a cartoon up on the screen, it would have looked swole.
Yeah.
He was a real man with a tiny little waist. He had a tiny little prom queen waist. And his arm came, they used like a separate lens for his arm was coming into the camera, dude. His arm looked like three of my legs. His arm was bigger. That was the biggest arm I've ever seen. And I watched Reggie White play 10 seasons in the NFL. That he was dialed. That's very impressive. I'm just impressed that he can carry that around.
Right on. Yeah. I mean, and to look that big in front of a bunch of football players.
Ooh-wee.
He was jacked. Meanwhile, 50 Cent's got blood rushing to his head. He's looking dizzy when he stands back up. He's like a drunk guy screwing around on a pull-up bar at a frat party.
Tits for hitting him in his chin. Yeah. He was rough. It was if everybody could tell how fat you are when you're hanging upside down, there's a problem. It's not going to get better. Stay up there.
Is that like a signature move of his?
From the video. Yeah, the video of that song back in the day, he was like hanging upside down because he was like training. It was kind of funny the way they pointed down and then the camera tilted and then you see 50 Cent in the basement. Fun stuff.
Boom, boom.
All right.
Boom, boom.
What's up at two? Boom,
boom. Coming in at number two.
I was waiting for a Tupac hologram. That was what I was waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Doo, 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 doo.
Number two, Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Baby with Do We Have a Problem.
I like this song. I don't care how long it take to get it out there. All my niggas outside. Steak, bitch, we out there.
Tell them I need my bitch, she a rider. Hey, you got eyes on him here? I'm the only provider. Little bad for him, bitch, worth a five, yo. Okay, you let me know the second you sing.
This music video is 9 minutes long. It's like
that's a long one.
Full movie.
That's longer than a Tim and Eric episode. How about Kodak Black? I don't know if he's coming up on the charts. I hope he is. But he got shot in the leg outside the Pacific Design Center on Thursday night. Yeah,
I didn't hear
it
about
was
that.
A Bieber show. And then a bunch of guys were outside and shots rang out.
Whoa.
But, I mean, Bezos was at that party.
You know, Earwolf was going to move to that Pacific Design Center for a little bit. There, really? That was in the plans for a second there.
Wow.
Could have had it's a, too dangerous. A view of it. That's crazy.
All right, what's coming in at number one?
All right, coming in number one, Becky G and Karol G with Mommy.
De tu falso amor de vacaciones para la mierda y nunca vuelvas que todo se te devuelva no de lo que me hiciste si no te acuerdas.
There you go. I hadn't heard that one yet.
Love it.
Sounds passionate.
I've never heard of Becky and Karol G.
I've heard of them. They're you know, I don't know if they're from South America or Mexico, but they're very big in the Latin world. And we'll be right back with the movies chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest,
Nate Craig,
and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart. Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee! Movies! Nice one, Nate. Coming in there with the scent, with the memory.
Man, you can't. That's a hit.
Thank you so much. Hey, where'd you watch the Super Bowl, Nate?
I watched it over at my buddy Bill's.
Oh, right on. Was that pretty great?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Great spread. Great catered nicely. Had a little extra bowl of buffalo, fresh made buffalo sauce, and that is my favorite. Had the buffalo nice. Chicken dip as well. Steak, bacon off the grill.
Savages.
It was done right. It was
you
done.
You have Bengal meat and ram meat. I mean, Jesus Christ!
Everybody was
like a wet market over there.
Everybody had the Bengals and one guy had 10 grand on the Bengals.
Are
and
you
so
serious?
We were really we were hard. They covered, so it was good. Everybody, you know, everybody was fine. Nobody was attached to the Bengals. Everybody just wanted the Bengals to win.
It wasn't a push, wasn't it? Wasn't the spread 3 points?
It was 3.5, and it was as high as 4.5.
Oh, really?
So some people had the Bengals plus 4.5, and then 3.5 was, I think, as low as I saw it. But right. I had just a bet with a buddy, and I had it at 4.5.
When OBJ went down, all those Bengals fans were probably thinking they had some money in the bank there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. That's why the beginning of the second half was just so, because Odell Beckham was the best player on the field for the first quarter. He was shot out of a cannon. Yeah. Did he get hurt in the first quarter or the second quarter?
It was like second quarter, like mid second quarter.
Yeah, man. He was
non-contact.
He was looking like he was going to have a game. He was going to have an old school Odell Beckham game in the Super Bowl. And then when he went out, if I was a Bengals fan, I would have been, you know, not rooting for injuries, but I would have been okay with that.
Yeah. But it was nice. He got it at the end and he cried in his purple Joker hair.
He did cry. He did give us a meme for eternity. I thought Aaron Donald should have won the MVP. What about you?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
I don't know. How many yards did Cooper Kupp have? He must have had 200 yards.
Well, you had a lot of years, but there just seemed, there was times where Aaron Donald absolutely just stopped Cincinnati from getting points.
He won the game.
Yeah, he won the game. And then there was also a play in the second quarter where the Bengals had just gotten the ball back and they could have kind of broke it open. And he just hit them and held them to a field goal.
Yeah, he won. He stopped multiple drives, including the last drive when all they needed was a field goal and they were at the 50. I mean, I couldn't understand. I just thought it was a foregone conclusion. I was like, well, whoever took Aaron Donald or just a defensive player to win MVP. See, that's why I don't even know. I mean, I don't know what Cooper Kupp's stat line was, but it wasn't two touchdowns, right?
He had one in the first half and then the one at the end, but he didn't do much in the whole, like between those. It wasn't like he was going off the whole
game. Yeah. I guess if there was more points scored, because 14 points of – he scored more than half the points. I get that. But still. And after the season he had, he did have an absolutely mind-boggling season. But Aaron Donald won the game at the end.
I agree. All right. What are we doing now?
Movies.
Thank you.
Just like tweets.
Coming in at number five.
Blacklight.
Guys, you're not sure who the good guys are anymore.
You're a federal agent involved in a secret FBI program.
Off the books.
Blacklight. What kind of bad stuff do you do?
Breaking and entering. Physical coercion. You name it, I've probably done it.
This one tells the story of a shadowy government agent who specializes in removing operatives whose covers have been exposed. Who's in this thing?
Liam Neeson.
Oh, this is a Liam Neeson. Got it. No need to take this one seriously. Probably beats the shit out of a lot of people under a black light. You know, it's like I can't see the blood enough that I just punched that sprayed everywhere. And so he gets the fluorescent light out. Right. Yeah. Look at that.
He investigates his own crime scenes.
Yeah.
He's really into it.
I like that. And he likes posters from the 1970s. It's just he has every reason to have a black light in his bedroom.
All right. Coming in number four.
Number four.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Not one Avenger at the Super Bowl. I loved it.
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
There you go.
Dr. Strange.
The Avengers are like South Korean pop. Like, that's just what we put out in a factory, and we don't care if it all looks the same to everybody. Like, they'll just, you know,
and
give
it
in
dominates.
All the 30 kids, put them in tights. Let's go.
I watched zero of those movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Let's start a convoy against the Marvel movies.
Please.
What's his name, though? Hold up. I got to... What's played Dr. Strange, the actor's name?
Not Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay. I will say this. The other Cumberbatch movie that's blowing everybody up right now. What's it called? The Fight of the Dog?
Fight of the Dog. Yeah, I saw that.
It's fantastic.
It's really good.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. He was fantastic. Everybody was great. It was awesome.
It's a good one.
It's a
slow burn, like Oscar worthy for sure.
For sure. The script is great. The story is great. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a while.
I'll watch it in 2037.
All right.
The schedule of the dog.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Marry Me, J-Lo and Owen Wilson.
My gosh.
The Marry Me concert tour is something you will not want to miss. In 36 hours, superstar Kat Valdez and Grammy
This is a real movie?
Perform their new
this
song,
is real.
Marry Me, and exchange vows in front of a streaming audience of 20 million people.
See you tomorrow.
I wonder if Kanye's going to go see this.
It's too triggering for him.
She makes more bad movies than any other actor.
And half of them are this exact movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Made in Manhattan. Yeah. Like, she's just always like on the verge of getting a boyfriend or something.
Yeah, she's always like a superstar singer in the movie, like she is in this one.
Yeah.
And then seemingly flawless, you know, and then gets the normal guy boyfriend.
She started out playing Selena, so she's just comfortable in a role where she can play a superstar.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Jackass Forever.
Oh, I got to see this.
That's so good.
A lot of people ask, what will Jackass be like once we're older? Well, it'll get more mature.
Pedal your bike the faster the other guy's hand goes back.
Oh, they have machine. Is that Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, it's Machine Gun Kelly. He's in one stunt on this, and I love it because Steve-O completely gets him.
The stress on set, I mean, I don't know how any of them can handle it. Just, you just never know when the whole thing's just aimed at you.
Oh, yeah. And then even when you see, even when the main stunt happens, there's Knoxville with something in his back pocket where he'll just pull out a couple bonus things. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He'll just start stunning someone randomly. Yeah. Or, yeah, you never know when it's coming.
Shave your head for no reason.
Yeah. I can't even imagine being on set.
I get so much enjoyment out of every one of those movies, so man. It's undeniable. It's so fun to watch those guys hurt each other physically.
So cathartic.
Was that Andre on the bike on that gag where they dropped the curtain? That was Andre? Oh, man. I cannot wait to watch this movie.
Oh, my God. That had to be like one of his dreams as a little kid.
For being sure, dude. For sure. Yeah. Eric was probably like, yeah, like, I mean, one of the first Jackass come out like 15 years ago, 20 years ago?
Yeah, 20, almost 20 years ago. Yeah.
Wow, dude. Wow.
It's not even something that you would dream of. Like, you could dream of being a football player. Like, you can't dream of, like, they're going to let me in, Jackass. Like, you're going to let me be one of
a group
them,
of friends.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Death on the Nile.
Oh, problematic. Problematic.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome the newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. Simon Doyle.
You must meet Hercule Poirot.
My congratulations, madame.
Merci.
He's only the greatest detective alive.
I suspect you invited me for a reason.
You know that Army Hammer guy's a cannibal?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe he was wild in this.
That's tough. I mean, Nate, have they ever given you a role and you go, hey, listen, I'm a cannibal. This might be bad press.
I've never had the opportunity to end my career like that. No. Wait, so that's how long ago they shot this movie?
Yeah, they shot it before it really came out that he was a cannibal.
Wow. Well, that whole thing dropped like, I feel like early pandemic, like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe this has been in the can for a while.
This has been in the can. And Russell Brand in there.
Yeah.
All gussied up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Using his accent in a period piece.
Also controversial these days.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What's his controversy these days?
Is it vax stuff or something?
I think he's anti-vax. Something like that. Yeah.
Got it. And then I will watch Gal Gadot do an instructional video for the DMV.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you on that.
You'll watch her sing
Imagine.
She did
the Imagine thing, so people got mad, but it's like, can't get that mad. I mean, that stuff was like what every celeb was doing back then.
Yeah. That was you know what? We needed that. That was comic relief.
Yeah. It's a song parody.
Again, early pandemic.
Yes.
It's crazy. But,
it's pretty wild to think like we've got to sell this. We've got to publicize it. Good people have to go do their jobs. And the main guy in it is such a fucking psycho that having millions of dollars and fame isn't enough. He wants to like chop off girls' toes and stuff.
I didn't get into the details of that.
Oh, yeah. He's like real into grilling. And then every girl that dated him was like, yeah, he liked to have my skin in his teeth. He wanted to chop off my toe so he could have it with him.
It's definitely one of the wildest celebrity, you know, tales you know, you can think of. I just didn't know it ever reached that level.
Yeah, it's just hard when you're like, all right, no guys have been doing anything that fucked up lately, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
His problem was his movie was still in the can. Should have waited for it to come out.
There you go.
See if Hollywood wouldn't throw a couple publicists at this scandal, make it go away.
Yeah. That'll just have to retire with his arm and hammer money.
Is that bad? Is that bad that I'm trying to advocate for a way out for this psycho? No.
It's a toxic male episode. We're talking sports.
We're talking. Well, yeah.
Keep going.
How do you get away with multiple transgressions?
Here's the playbook. All right. That's our movie chart. We'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than YouTube. I bet we did.
All right, coming in number five.
Number five.
It's Howard's first pick, Kim Petras with Superpower Bitch.
Come on, guys. Woo! I can make you come. I'm a superpower bitch.
All right.
You
out like gum. I'm a superpower bitch. I can make you come. I'm a superpower bitch. Bitch, you out like gum. I wanna see how big it gets. I wanna see how big it gets. Wow. Want you to fuck me like your ex. Want you to fuck me like your
word up. I'm a fan. Instant.
That's some raunch.
Addition.
This is our Super Bowl episode.
The Damn. Hot tracks. Put them on your playlist now.
I'm telling you, she's Kim Petras. She's from Europe, I think. And she's like a female Dragon Boy suede. She's got some of the filthiest lyrics I ever heard.
Yeah.
Every song on the album is filthy, and they're all good like that.
Yeah.
This is my record of the year so far. This is the one that's caught me.
Dragon Girl Silk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like porn music.
It's complete porn music. It's straight up filth.
Wow.
Why hear a girl get a little sexy, but then it's just about how put a ring on it?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. Talk about the carnal act. Let's get it.
This is just spelling it out.
Yeah, she's already your ex-girlfriend.
I didn't know.
Out the gate.
Yeah. The name of the album is Slut Pop. I didn't know which song to pick. They were all refreshing.
They were all a fresh look.
Mm-hmm.
A modern look at a time-tested dynamic.
Yeah. I mean, this had to be what's coming next. So I'm all for it.
The oldest profession gets a new look.
Yeah. Gets a new tune.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is very different. This is mine. This is Destroyer with Tintoretto, It's For You. I don't even know where to come in. It's a little weird.
Suck my dick. It's all nasty like the other. Show me your dick.
Tintoretto is for you.
Ooh.
The ceiling's on fire and the contract is binding your little one sick at the sight. Insert three syllables here at night.
Whoa.
They drop you from a great height into a war that you were born to lose.
Man, guys, got something weird going on.
It's a direct answer to number five. The contract is binding.
It's binding. Do what you came here to do.
I heard what you said about the filth that you wanted.
I would like to purchase some filth from you.
That sounds like, you know, like the Berlin's answer to Kim Petras or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the European Union right here.
Yeah.
You know, they're freaks.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Nate's pick. This is Nas with Speechless.
Yeah. Owner of Dropbox, Nas.
Yeah.
Owner of Coinbase, Nas.
Try to get all my watches in order. Get my safe up. Get great. I'm 21 years past the 27 club. It's like I went back into my past and then I sped it up. Robert Johnson, Winehouse, and Morrison found where heaven was. Heaven on earth, this shit is magic with no fairy dust. Home of the gully gangs and the gruesome and the scary stuff. I told my brother, John, fuck them, they gon' go through hell with us. They don't have a history in the streets that compare with us. Hood niggas, they wanna be us. Thugs in the St. Regis, only thing
yeah. undefeated is Nas, lyrics.
Damn.
That's just everything that you have grown to expect from Nas. The beat is clean. The whole beat making on the whole album is clean. The lyrics are
advanced,
are fun and precise and very, very listenable.
There's always math. There's always some numbers going on. Some
he's always doing the necessary math to get his money up.
Yep. Doing the numbers.
That was good.
The man cares about math.
He's very mathematical.
Were you saying he's an investor in Coinbase too?
Yeah, he's an early investor in Dropbox and Coinbase.
Wow.
Smart.
So, picking winners. There's a bunch of other ones too, I forget, but yeah.
How about that Coinbase commercial? I thought that was pretty effective.
Yeah, with the bouncing QR code.
Yeah, it got me to scan it.
Yeah. I mean, people had to wonder, am I missing something if I don't scan it?
Yeah.
And then it crashed the Coinbase site. So I guess there's a lot of new people on Coinbase now today.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I thought that was clever.
That's the goal, huh? It's the opposite of a car. Crash your site.
right. Yeah. Fill it with so many people, it crashes. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to go to the next song. You want to say something?
No.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is The Memories with A Really Good Day.
Very 60s.
Yeah. They're a fun band, especially to see live. Always check out.
Yeah, are they out of America?
Yeah, they're an LA band, I believe.
Right on. Jangling it up. Sounds like they're pushing the red a little.
Yeah.
Recorded on some Radio Shack mics.
Yeah, it's like lo-fi kind of stuff. Man's played a couple shows with them.
They switched cities on us. Wow. Look at that.
Oh, this is where I've been the whole time.
Okay. Paris.
Coming in number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's pick. This is Eddie Vedder, Rose of Jericho.
Check out Eddie's got a new way of singing on this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, check it out.
I hope it's not like Anthony Kiedis. A long time ago, in a desert so dry, a simple life form. A captain just to survive and live in fast zone. With no roof to unwind, a humbly roller, opening to the sky. You're right. He's switching it up this late in the game.
Here's a style I forgot to do for the last 30 years.
All right.
He's
Eddie Vedder.
Who's the lead singer of Talking Heads?
David Byrne.
David Byrne. He threw a little David Byrne in there.
He's getting wacky. Stop making sense.
This is not my beautiful house.
He put out an album and he left those other guys at home. I mean, you know, what's Pearl Jam going to do this year? when then he's just making solo records, like, you know, not ukulele records, but guitar records.
Yeah, that I was going to say, this is it's like an upbeat rock song. He's kind of going on Pearl Jam's turf.
Yeah, he got rid of them.
Wow.
Boxed him up.
Yeah, I wonder how that session went, like whether he knew he wanted to use that voice or he just did something. But, you know, there's some producer there who was...
I think he burnt his mouth on an egg roll. Microwaved egg roll.
Egg roll.
Who was the caterer? I have some questions for the caterer.
I should have blown on it first.
I just imagine like someone like Eddie Vedder being, you know, this sort of elder statesman of rock at this point, like in just being like to the producer, hey, I was thinking about doing this voice. Like, it's pretty good, right? And the producer just kind of going, sounds cool, man.
Let it rip, Eddie.
You don't want to be the first guy to tell Eddie.
You don't, you don't want to tell Eddie no.
You're a legend, man. Go Cubs, man. Yeah.
You go Cubs. Yeah, go surfing. Right on. Well, you know what? He's making music. He's putting it out there. He's keeping himself busy. Hey, Nate, thank you so much for coming. Congrats on your success.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Always so fun to chart.
Where should we send people?
NateCraig.com. NateCraig.com. I'll be, if you're in Las Vegas, March 18th, 19th, I'll be opening for Bill Burr at the Cosmopolitan. Whoa, the week after that, I'll be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, March 25th and 26th, and then Memorial Day weekend, I'll be at the Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis, Minnesota. NateCraig.com for details. Find me on any of your favorite streaming platforms. Thank you.
Awesome. Check out all those dates.
Yeah, check out all the new stuff at cbbworld.com. Sign up now if you haven't already, and get the Improv for Humans for Music green vinyl album available now on Newbery Comics.
Right on. Also, check out Grift Horse over there on SoundCloud. Check out Drop Date Duel over on Patreon. And go to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.